the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors, is divided on a controversial out-of-county biomass project, and Board Chair Rex Bone's representation of the county on it will be muted until the rift is worked out. Late last month, the board voted to support an extension of an environmental review comment period on a wood pellet manufacturing and export project slated for Tuolumne and Lassen counties. The vote was unanimous, but there was debate when Supervisor Steve Madrone proposed going further by writing a letter in opposition to the project. Supervisors held off on approving that, but Bone's board representation on a rural county's advocacy group and an affiliate group that's leading the biomass project's environmental review is an issue. Bone's support of the project was challenged by other supervisors who are against it or have serious concerns about it. Potential for reopening the conflict came at the November 5th board meeting, where reappointing a representative to the Rural Counties Group was on the agenda, as Bone's one-year term ends next month. Supervisor Natalie Arroyo called attention to what she called the elephant in the room, that is the biomass project.
Our board is still evaluating that and, you know, determining when and how to make comment, but I think it's safe to say that there's concerns about that project, and based on our, you know, code of conduct around advocacy, my request would be to not represent support for this project of Humboldt County on an ongoing basis, and if you're going to support the project, to do so as an individual.
Supervisor Michelle Bushnell had motioned to reappoint Bone and herself as the board's alternate rep. The board's left-leaning majority of Arroyo, Madrone, and Supervisor Mike Wilson are against or have concerns about the pellet project, and Bone was open to compromise on adjusting his county representation on the Rural Counties Group, but he was clearly nonplussed about it.
As a board member up here, I realize, as well as anybody from going on my fifth term, that we represent all of Humboldt County. So I'm 20% up here. And there is quite a few people in the forest industry that are supporting this, and the United States Forest Service doing this. But if you think it's going to visually make a difference or make you or make the people you serve feel any better, I think it's, if we're not at the table, you know, we're on the menu. So just, we'll step back and let them do what they want to do, and I will still operate as a board member. I mean, I think it's funny that I get this carrot dangling in front of me. If you do this, we'll let you do this. And I don't necessarily agree, but in the spirit of damned if I do, damned if I don't, I'll do it.
Bone told his board colleagues he'll recuse himself from discussions and actions on the pellet project, quote, if that would make you sleep easier. Arroyo reiterated her recusal request, saying it's appropriate until the board formally evaluates the project and establishes a stance on it. Bushnell said local public opinion needs to be further tapped and suggested doing so may reveal overall support for the project.
While two for sure individuals on this board don't support this project, I think that it's really important that we look at Humboldt County as a whole and that we represent the people of Humboldt County. And I think it's not determined whether Humboldt County citizens would support this at this time. I know that there's a lot of public comment. There was some public comment, but it minute in the amount of people that are in this community. And so while I understand your request of Supervisor Bone, I think that it is really imperative that we do stay involved. And I do think that he could, until, you know, we fill out the citizens and fill out this board, he could probably recuse or just not have a vote, but still stay involved. And I would appreciate that, as my constituent base really does, you know, support a large part of this project.
The board voted unanimously to reappoint Bone with the recusal caveat. During the discussion, he said the project's proponents considered the county as a location for it, but quote, I asked them not to come to Humboldt for this reason. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.